me. Well, he
Hi.
rang Peter.
Oh, come on, Anthony. What have we had? What have we been through? You have no objection.
And the phone rings. It's your husband. It's very, very urgent. So I said, oh, well, I'll come and speak to him. So I went and he said, oh, Alistair's been on the phone. He wants to, you to urgently book a bus so he can go to Leaflet Camp. I was really impressed. They don't want, the switch is under, well, I'll come and switch it off for you. Yeah, I'll put, yeah, I want it here only because we're changing colours on, well, the 3rd of February, but it doesn't matter because we're not being open. We won't be open until then. So if you zero it for me, give it a bit of a look here and see what, whether there's anything dramatic needs doing to it. Oh, will you set the date for me as well?
Where?
The date seems to have gone. I don't know why. Do we want to change any prices while we're doing it? No? Will you see if that's a, that sort of, yeah, it is. Can you put that on? Think it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Presumably it just
Yeah, you just bend them over.
slots in there and
That's
bend them
it.
over.
It's, they're not as easy to bend as you think. Screwdriver might be easier. Anyway, do you want me to hold it here? This blasted hotel up and give them afterwards to you, Eddie. Then we'll get our coats off and start clearing corridors and whatnot. Oh, you want me to see if I can find Nick, don't you? Laura's Nick. She's not had a think last night. I'll tell you how she wanted to get hold of. Your friend who's the sign writer. Don't you?
Yeah, I saw that.
Lives near the battery somewhere. Might be in on Friday.
Doubt it.
Oh,
Maybe
really?
on Saturday or something. It's not really a rave.
Oh, no, I meant Saturday, very really. He lives somewhere near the battery. I think Scouse knows where he lives. Cause sometimes you see him a lot and then he has a spell of not coming in a lot.
Yeah.
I keep seeming to keep changing mopeds. What do they do with them? And I only changed one last week. What's wrong with that brush now?
It's broken.
It's broken. Well, it, what's the other end? That's the other end already been used. Looks like, looks
That one's sawing off and redoing it.
Need to get a new brush. I think that's a pointless exercise. Just get a really stiff brush now. That could just go in the bin, Mary. I just want to make this one phone call and then we'll lock the door and crash the place.
Right, Mr. Still late for Mr. Burns.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm going into Lancaster this afternoon. No, but I can leave a letter there. That's to say, you know. Wayne Bowden's got to go back in hospital. That little Lancaster packet. You know she had this cancer 7 years ago when she had her breast cancer and had her breast taken off. They've now found it's gone further in and under her arm. 7 years. She, you know, she was forgotten all about it. Anyway, she found a little dent. Apparently our lawyer said that's just as bad as finding lumps. And she just
went to the doctor's, you know, to check up, because she knew she was going to Christie's for a final check this week, and they whizzed her in. Got to do another operation and remove all the glands from under her eye. She said she'd been feeling a bit off recently, but she never suspected it was, you know, when you've been alright for 7 years, you think you're alright, don't you? So she's going in today, so I'm going to go in this afternoon to see her, see if they've taken her in this afternoon. I think she goes in this morning. I'm going to ring up shortly and see how she is. Have you read The Visitor?
No, anything in it? Have you seen it?
A bit saying I intend carrying on as the parliamentary candidate, and somebody's obviously asked Dave why Dave Smith, who's nothing whatsoever to do with the constituency, that was last time's agent, and he said, oh well, it'll all be being discussed at the next meeting, but he's under misapprehension, because it won't, because Phil will come if he thinks there's any messing about. I mean, it would be zilch for the Labour Party if they tried to swap candidates now. You know, it would be just stupid, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, what would be a chief?
Well, I don't know why Dave's just not... stupid. Why make any comment whatsoever?
Yeah, why not just keep quiet? Yeah. So, you know, because it just says all councillors were seeing me up in the office. I mean, Labour can't win either way. They've got to hope that it'll be resolved before then. But if they put another candidate in, it doesn't do Labour's name any good, does it?
Another of these admits of guilt if you put one in.
Well, it's been looking as though you're guilty before there's a problem arises. I mean, as we're not looking to win anyway, I don't know what the hell they're bothered about. I mean, it's not exactly the world's safest Labour seat, is it?
No. What was this big presentation yesterday? The tourism offices, Charles Wilson, everything, buffets.
Oh, was it?
Throwing out their offices.
They won some other trivial award.
No, presenting things to some people. Maybe something to do with hoteliers or something.
Yeah,
I think it could. Charles Wilson was bothered.
You don't
thought he needed a map to get here, did he?
I assume so.
Is that ringing?
Yeah.
Well, you just seem to be holding on for a few.
A hotel, you think you'd answer by now, wouldn't you?
What is it, Blackpool? How long's the conference? Just 2 days, 3 days?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Saturday, Sunday. Finish it about lunchtime or
something. I mean, I don't know whether you're still interested in... I don't know whether you're still interested in this speaker, but we've just been approached by the ANC that they're pulling everybody back this summer. Everybody's going home. The repatriation money from the United Nations starts.
Hello? Can I have booking, please? Oh, good morning. This is Mrs. I made a booking for 2 doubles and 2 singles for the 7th and 8th. You've sent me the confirmation out at the non-delegate price. It should have been, it's a Labour Party booking, and I've confirmed it as a Labour Party booking. And we did that, 7th and 8th, yes. Yes, got the special rates in front of me. It's Labour Party conference. Bed, breakfast and evening meal is £35 quality. No, it's bed and breakfast is quoted at £35. Double is quoted at £66 and singles at £46. Gym last year here.
Well, but they didn't get a special price.
Yeah.
What's he booking again for then? Is that bloody?
Oh, we can't get anything like that. I mean, we don't
want
to go. It's the Labour Party local government.
I know.
Conference. Hello. For single.
Do you want to do McDonald's fitting on the way?
Well, that's not the rate we've been quoted by our national
office.
We
bottom
have been quoted
$46. Right. 30 quid a time,
yeah.
Though, so
yeah.
You can change the whole head, you know.
Well, I don't think my dad would get
is it,
I mean, it's readable because it's
yeah,
only the bottom one.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
It's when the middle ones are gone that the problem is.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Just leave it.
If this happens now, you won't get bookings for a national conference in here. It's actually a special leaflet produced by Blackpool, 1992 Register of Conference Accommodation, and these are the prices quoted for. No, it doesn't say from. No. It just says what the prices would be. But apparently, this happened last year at this particular conference. Yes. Facts here that I can send you on, because I certainly know my delegates wouldn't want to book it. Yeah, no, well, we can let you have a copy, but you know, I can't make these reservations at normal prices. My delegates won't accept that. So tell me what you're saying it is. Yeah, no, that's not what's being quoted, you see. It's the two conferences for the year, local government and national conference, are on this same register. Yes, I happen to be a delegate to national conference as well, so I actually have two of these brochures. I've got the brochure for local government conference, which is this weekend, and I've got the brochure for national conference. So I actually have the same brochure twice, but I know my delegates won't be to book it now. They will expect to book at the prices quoted in the conference register. Okay, we will. Thanks, bye. You certainly won't want to book at that, Barry.
Well, haven't you got a problem if there's no other hotels available?
I've got a massive problem.
Make a nice commute.
Well, that's what we do because they won't put up with that.
Is there no hotels? I mean, just along that Preston Road?
Well, that's what I'll have to look for now. I'm in difficulties now. I mean, these are quoting them.
Mind you, you're not going to get a delegate for it from there, are you?
Eh?
The further you go away from that, the less
chance
of a delegate's rate.
I mean, I can find places that are reasonable. about. But Francis told me that had happened to them last year. Bookings, please. Is it still possible to book two doubles and a twin for this weekend, or are you booked up?
Yes, Mrs.
That plastic covering for the keyboards, is that?
Yeah, the cover, this cover.
No, no.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On the...
Oh, right, yeah.
Sits on top
of
the hood.
I'll confirm to you today, and they'll arrive Friday afternoon. Okay, thanks very much indeed. Bye.
Was lucky.
That was very lucky. Because Bob had told me, but our union normally stay at the Claremont, you see.
Mm.
She'd have got only got three twin rooms left in the whole of this hotel.
So, I'll ring Francis and tell her.
It's all right in the Claremont as well, they're always quite nice and sociable.
Yeah.
Francis, it's Jean here. Yes, I've just had my massive little row with the Savoy about the prices, and they just wanted to charge us the normal price. So I've said you can get stood on, and I've booked at the Claremont, which is £28. I mean, I'm not being prepared to be held to ransom by them, and I'm just going to send a letter to National Office about the Savoy and First Leisure, because they can't do this to delegates, because they did it with you last year, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, I think we should tell National Office that this is, you know, this is happening and it's not on. I'll tell you what I've got. I've got the 1992 Register of Conference Accommodation from National Office, where they tell you to book, you know, because I've got it as a PPC as well for National Conference. So I've actually got two, you see. So I'm sending one back to National Office saying these hotels are sending confirmations out at full price for local government conference. Now, I've rung the Claremont and they say, oh yes, it's the conference, you know, amount. And I was very lucky because we got the last three rooms. And she said, we're absolutely booked up. But you see, Bob told me about it. He said, well, he, you know, booked at the Claremont because he'd had problems getting prices out of the others. But our union always stay at the Claremont and we've always found it, you know, okay. But I'm not paying 65 quid a night. It's just stupid, Francis, because you're never in it. I mean, you always go to, you know, somewhere else, don't you? I didn't ask, Francis, or just let me tell you. They were when I went. It's A, C, D, E. It's got all the letters next to them. You know, they're saying there's a full range of facilities. I'm just looking. A, central heating in bedrooms. I'll tell you, I'll whiz through it. A, central heating. C's car parking. D's street car parking. E's special diets catered for. F's tea and coffee making facilities. G's television in bedrooms at no extra charge. I's flexible times for evening meals. G, flexible. K, I've just got to go through this. Disabled facilities out. Separate conference. Bedrooms available with private telephone service. And number of bedrooms available with private bathroom and toilet or shower and toilet. And that's what it says. It was when I went, Francis. Night porter, queue is, lifts to all floors, and S is swimming pool. And I know there's a swimming pool because not that I've ever used it, but I mean, it was when I booked, Francis. It's right on the prom, on the corner on North Prom. It's not far from the Imperial, Francis. So, but it was, just go on that bit of the prom, it's huge. It's a huge hotel on the corner. You can't miss it. I'll give you the address anyway. 270 North Prom. Yeah, 270 North Prom. Let me just tell you what. Yeah, 270 North Prom. It's past, just past, if you keep going past the Pembroke, it's there. But, that's right, going out, yes, it's just past there. You can't lose it, Francis, because it's one of the major hotels. Yeah, they've got lots of bars. There's a bar in the basement, and there's bars upstairs, and there's a dance floor and a swimming pool. And I'm sure it will, Francis. I mean, yeah, well, I don't blame him, but it says number of bedrooms available with a private bathroom and toilet or shower and toilet. There are very few hotels of this standard that don't have showers and toilets. So, it's 28, Francis, which is, I think, is, yes, yes. Well, it doesn't matter where we go to eat, does it? We can go and eat wherever we want. Oh, you can have bed and breakfast and evening meal if you want. But generally, I mean, if Eileen and I go to a regional conference, we nearly always go somewhere like Carriages or, you know, somewhere Italian, which is, you know, like, it depends on what Jim's eating at the time. But you can't go wrong with places to eat in Blackpool, can you? In fact, I'm trying to think of a place that we once went to on at regional conference that's behind the Claremont somewhere. It was a little tiny restaurant with about 40 seats. And we went at regional conference and it was astounding. It was a really brilliant chef. I'll try and get Bob to find the number of it. Because that was really a really nice place. But you wouldn't have expected to find it where you found it. No. You know the road behind the promenade? It was on that road. And we only found it by chance. You know how you go off to think, oh, I'll go and find a coffee or something. And we found this restaurant at lunchtime and had a coffee there. We looked at the menu and, you know, we couldn't believe it, yeah. I'll try and get Bob to remember the name of it. All right, and so I'll see you when we get there, Francis. I've said we'll probably arrive early afternoon. So, doesn't. Well, you know what he'd be like if he's messing about all day. But I know Kinnock's speaking at 4, isn't he? So I want to... Yeah, oh, they'll have to be there. Yeah. That's all right, don't worry. I'll look after him. Because there's Jeff and Louise are staying with us, and Irene and I are staying, you and Jim are staying, and I know that Bob and Sue have booked at the Claremont, so there'll be quite a few of us there. So I'll keep an eye on it. And I'll go and have a look at your room. Just to make sure everything's all right before he gets there. Right, thanks, Francie. See you Friday. Bye. Check that, shouldn't I?
What? No, it's on a suite.
Yeah.
I don't think it is, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, it says a number of rooms, doesn't it? Don't say all rooms. And if you've got the last three, I can't believe that the last three are on a suite.
I only need one. One I ring that?
I stayed at the Claremont when I was down doing that, and I can't remember whether we were on the street or not.
Well, we were when I went.
John was. John, but man, you, John Martin, he insisted on it. He'd move the whole delegation if he weren't on the street.
Yeah. I mean, Bob would do me a swap if it's going to cause a crisis. I think I'll ring back, should I? Because it will cause a crisis with Jim.
It is the edge of the continent, wasn't it?
Well, my regional chairman, I mean, he's introducing the conference.
Come on, washed and unshaved on the front deck, on the floor. Yeah. Yeah. I'd ring up just in case, because you might have to solve a few problems. Better to know it now than to know when you arrive there. Have you mended your photocopier yet?
No, they won't be smart anymore. Do you want to photocopy something?
I might do.
We'll give them a ring.
I need to get hold of Mayfair as well because the cigarette's out. Want to?
Hi, it's. I've just spoken to a young lady making a booking for three twin rooms. Can you just check whether they're on suite or they are? As my chairman was just going to give me a bit of hearing. Oh, that's great. No problems. Thanks. Bye.
Phew, yeah.
I'd better tell Francis so she can be sure that when he asks the dreaded question that they are. Remember, I've got to talk to him about here. If there are any slugs. The answer is yes, they all are. Francis, I had a little panic then, and I decided to ring them back. No. Yeah. Well, I thought I'd better be safe. Yeah. I don't want a weekend with Jim where I'm in trouble all weekend. Oh, don't, Francis. I mean, I'd never live it down. Yeah, well, that's what he'd say to me. Why didn't you find out first? So, anyway, you reduced from... So it's en suite, yeah? She said... Exactly, Francis. Well, we'll spend it on food and drink, Francis. But, I mean, I feel a lot more comfortable, because I think £65 a night's outrageous. For just spending... Well, for us, when we're just... You're only there for... Your breakfast, aren't you? You never go back again. So, because we'll be having to have lunch at British Home Stores. We'll not be able to break with tradition. Jeff will insist we go to British Home Stores. If we're with Jeff and Louise, that's where we generally go to lunch. It's really nice. It's a lovely self-service in Blackpool. But, you know, the Labour Party is worse than the Conservatives for traditions, aren't they? Anyway, look, I'll find out from Bob about this restaurant and see if there's a possibility that it might be worth booking before I go. Because I know that Jim's all sorts of into ordinary food, isn't he? And I don't want to spend all night trailing around Blackpool looking for a place that serves ordinary food of a decent standard. Right, Francis, I'll leave on that note. Bye.
Yeah, should have brought up. We don't want him trailing down the bit to the top. We're in maintenance.
Look,
we're
not put up very good.
I think it's.
I want Mayfair as well, I want Mayfair to come.
Put it in the machine.
Fill it up, it's empty, so I think. Mayfair knows it.
Don't know where he is.
Okay. I'll try County Hall. Right, thanks, bye.
What's it called? Mains?
Mains Business Services. It's in. I think, but I'm not sure.
Mains. Oh, they have these Max first, don't they, for some unknown reason. For the normal alphabet.
Well, can I have a Labour group room, please?
Can you tell me why they have Mac before names?
Harry, we need some flags. You will need some flags.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
No, from those things on the front. Mrs. Allen's office, please. In the holders.
Oh, yes.
Councillor Clarkson out this morning, do you? I've tried the group office. There isn't a meeting that is likely to be out, is there? I wonder where he is. I need him to do something for Mr. Mason for local government conference. Oh, could you? Will that not be a nuisance? Say if he comes in, could he ring me? Yeah. Sorry, Margaret. Yes, it's me. Just as well. Yeah, he could be talking to anybody. If he's about, could he give me a buzz? Thanks, Margaret. I'll see you soon. Bye. I could always try the last resort at his house.
True. So you're going to
If I sorted out being able to book at this restaurant, which only has about 40 seats, I'd be.
How many nights are you there? Two nights.
Two, yeah. I'd be in. It's everybody's good books. Because it's really nice. We just found it by chance.
I can't remember what it was called.
No, I just can't. Bob will remember.
Well, you probably. I mean, you as well. Phone, I mean, you probably won't be able to get there till this evening. You probably won't be up till this evening, will you?
No, as long as he knows I'm looking for him. They, we, when we were staying at the Claremont, and I don't, we, oh, I think we just decided we'd find a cup of coffee. It was an MSF thing. We were with Margaret Wood. I said, I'd like to go and find a cup of coffee. But have a bit of a walk and walk down to Conference. But we'll not walk down the prom.
Mm.
We'll walk down the road at the back. And we'd only just turned around the corner from the Claremont and we found this restaurant. And it was an absolutely brilliant chef, really nice restaurant, really high quality. And it was quite reasonable price. It wasn't cheap.
Mm.
So when we found this, we thought, well, this is all right, you know, we'll... So we've been quite a few times since, but I cannot think of the name of it. You see, Jim doesn't like, I mean, we'd go to Carriages probably, because it's a proper Italian,
yeah.
But absolutely reeks with garlic and all the rest of it. Well, that means Jim will pull a face.
Well, it's big international
financier. Oh, no, not, I mean, he is, but when it comes down to food, he's a traditionalist. So we've always got to find somewhere to eat.
You're going to be push getting big roast beef and Yorkshire pudding in Brussels, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Steak and kidney pie.
You're joking. There's every sort of restaurant you can think of in Brussels. Where they go to a six-course sort of have as much main course as you like. It's a really nice restaurant. But you can pick all your food raw. And they just there's a chef cooking. And you just get one of these plates, you can have as many helpings as you want. They serve you a cold starter and a hot starter. But there's a buffet that's about half the size of our club. And on one side it's all fish on a wet fish slab and steak and veal and chicken. And so it's every sort of meat you can think of. And you can just pick a wooden platter full of it up and you just go and give it to the chef with this number that they give you. And then they come and serve you with whatever you want. And you can have as many helpings of whatever you want. And the salad stuff, and fresh fruit and all that sort of thing, takes about the full length of our bar up. You know, you couldn't think of a salad that isn't there. But you can have, and there's loads of hot veg. There's no vegetables you can't mention. I think it's about 20 quid a head. But you can actually have as many meals as you want, or as many puddings as you want. I mean, it really is... really very, very good. The Labour Party tend to use that quite a lot because they've got big seating areas as well where they put sort of eight tables together and all your party can sit together. When we were there, Stan was with us and he's been a few times to Brussels with the Labour Party and he said, oh, it's great because usually you go to a restaurant and if there's 20 of you, you can't sit together, can you? But he said, this restaurant makes a particular thing of seating big parties. It was a brilliant restaurant, really, really nice. So,
yeah. Sergio's going to on some Cubs visit to London at half time.
Ben Powell House,
yeah,
Mary Talk is brilliant. Absolutely great.
So she said she wants to take us like a couple of days away, so she fancies going to Dublin. I got these things from it, really cheap actually, because there's the train fare from here to Holyhead return, the ferry transfers to the hotel. The best hotel in Dublin is the Burlington. It is absolutely stupendous. Two nights, bed and breakfast, full Irish breakfast, which means you won't need to eat
again.
Train free bus passes round Dublin, free for the bus and train and those sort of metro type things around Dublin. All for 85 quid.
Right.
I know, right. The only problem is that the hotel that Mary's like, oh, this looks beautiful, because there's about 7 hotels, 8 hotels, but the only thing is the Burlington. And I'm not going to tell her, but I'm trying to say, well, it's a little bit out, it's in a park, and but it looks gorgeous. And I said, yeah, I know. It was where I had my honeymoon.
I'm going, oh, no.
Not so appropriate. Because Siobhan, sister-in-law, is the head of Tara Travel, manager of Tara Travel, and she got the presidential suite at the Burlington, which is like a, I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. It was about £200 a night, but it This is actually on O'Connell Street. That's right in the centre of this one. But I mean, that's actually the other ones, like four-star hotels, were on O'Connell Street, which actually obviously is right in the centre. Only £77 per person. That's including all that travel and everything. I mean, it's incredibly good. And it's only like £20 for an extra night if you want to stay. The problem is the Holyhead ferries are dreadful.
Yeah.
One gets you in at 7:15, which means you're only really getting one day.
Yeah.
You know, for that price, because by the time you got in, checked in, got into the hotel, it's going to be 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you've missed the day, and you've got Saturday, and then the ferry back is 10 o'clock on the morning, whatever day. But the ferry back is like 10 o'clock in the morning, so you've got
to
leave at 8 o'clock.
So you really need to go the day before.
I mean, really, you've got to book an extra night, to be honest.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
There's no point in you going for that.
Yeah.
I mean. All you're doing is going on.
I mean, if the ferries were like early, sort of got you in at lunchtime, then that would be all right.
Yeah,
and you could get a late afternoon one back. Because
there's
only
got
to
be on
two and a half.
Ferries,
yeah, because it's part of the, that's why it's such a
part of the hotels.
Yeah. We need to film the.
Oh, we need to film
It's been an awful long time for this part, hasn't it? I mean, it's been
a while.
State of British industry. There's a recession.
Foreign, isn't it?
What's that carpet? Oh, yeah. That's a carpet place called.
Don't bother about that, I've had an idea.
Yeah, but we need no upholsterer. Anyway, if it's upholsterer's one, is it? Or is it upholsterer's one? One with a carpet.
No, it's on your carpet shoe. Oh, hi, it's Miss. I can ask if my photocopy part's in. Thanks.
We need the stuff reupholstered. We need the stuff reupholstered anyway, whatever was happening, don't we? It's a real mix of men, and we also need the seats in mending properly.
I think. Red and blue in square, but you know, panels.
Aren't carpet tiles very expensive?
No, I'm going to ring Nick and see if he got some industrial stuff.
Yeah, well, that'd be alright. And you could do that in on the rest area, you could do it in the whole club actually, to be honest.
I think you should go for blocks of colour. Because if you got a really bad spill on a red,
I was saying that yesterday to him, I said, I'm amazed.
Right. Will he? Because I'm getting desperate because it's getting near election time. Righty-ho. Thanks, speak to you later. He's going to chase it up today. He's got quite a few orders outstanding with this company.
Yeah, because I mean, I was saying that yesterday, like that little bit of damaged carpet in there, because it's a carpet, you've really got to replace the whole bit of carpet, haven't you? But, you know, if you've got a tile situation, you just take a tile out and replace
I think
the
you should do the floor.
I think we ought to sort of
line up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, the bulk, the main floor, Leonard, but the two raised areas and stairs.
I think you've got to do it in, and I think you've got to do it in brilliant red and brilliant blue.
Yeah.
Get me a noun shot.
Yeah, we'll phone Mayfair, 6 5 6 4 5 2 9.
Tomorrow afternoon,
say 3 o'clock.
Oh yeah, because we'll be here before.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, and Huey, I want Huey in tomorrow afternoon, too.
Oh, hello, it's Missy at the gardens. Is the possibility of someone coming and filling the machine tomorrow afternoon? Oh. 3 o'clock, if possible. Well, we'll be there, we'll be here till 4. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Which number it names?
Shop.
It just says Loon Mills or after hours sales office.
Does it not give a number for the shop? Well, give me Loon Mills then.
6 5 2 2. Yeah.
What?
Oh, great. got one fairly recently, actually.
Yeah.
I'm pretty awake right now.
Are you okay for 2 hours?
Are we okay for 2 hours, do you know?
Just, I think we are, Barry, just
Where are
have
they?
a